announcement and that for them. Did they hear me? Are they coming?
Good morning. Standing before you is a Brothers United Ministry barbecue team for 2018. You can see by looking at them that this team is ready, willing, quite capable of taking care of your barbecue meal needs. For this fundraiser, we're preparing your choice of barbecue, pork ribs, or chicken. Your choice of homemade potato salad or macaroni salad. Included with the meal is baked beans with pulled pork and cookies. For your convenience, all meals will be delivered here to the church next Sunday, September 16th. For easy pickup, you can take home and heat up and eat at your convenience. All meals are $15. There are no combo packs. It's just chicken or ribs. Or, of course, you could buy each. Today is the last day for us to take orders. So after service today, we're going to be available out in the lobby to receive your orders and or payment. I know what you're thinking. Some of you people say, I can't be here Sunday. I've got this going on, that going on. Not to worry. You can come to my house. I live right here in Tracy. That's my house. You can come to my house anytime Sunday afternoon and pick up your meal that you've ordered. And again, don't worry. I know you don't have a pen. You're looking around. I can't write it down quick enough. Not a problem. I forgot to put it in my pocket. We have my name and address and phone number on a piece of paper. You can pick it out afterwards. No, and then you can find out where I live. You can get there. But let's face it. We've all been there. Occasionally in life, there's something comes up. You need to buy something. Maybe you're a little short. We understand. I can't speak for everyone, but I know doggone well I've been there many times where I say, can you hold this check till Wednesday? Can you hold the check till Friday? We can do it. Amen. We're happy to do it. And even then, if you say, I'll pay you next week, you know, we'll do that too. So, immediately after service, stop by, buy your pastries, come and see us. We'll take your orders. We'll take your money. We'll work it out. And that'll be that. I thank you very much for your time, and God bless you. Have a great day.
I love it. I could preach on that. Y'all know that? Well, that was great. That was right on time right there. Hey, if you don't want no barbecue now, something wrong. Man, that was great. I love that. Well, he said to me, we just got something little we going to do. You know, I don't think we understand the word little around here. You know, but that was great. Babe, you want to say something? But yesterday was the movie time for the kids. I was there, and it was supposed to be just a little food, But it was a whole lot of stuff there to eat. Man, all kind of candy. I mean, shoot. I had told them we got to do this for the adults. You know, we got to.
Yes, we are super blessed. Our church is super duper blessed, and we just want to thank God for our church family. We pull through every time we are in need of donations, of food, of time, everything. Our kids had an awesome time, and if I'm wrong, please let me know. Our kids watched movies. They took pictures. Well, not movies. They watched the movie Letters of God. They ate good. They played. They took pictures, little Hollywood theme. Brother Bill will make a screen, a film for you guys next week. Well, whenever. But thank you, everybody who pitched in. Bill, thank you for saving the day with the volume. Sorry, you guys, it was kind of warm. Thank you, Sister Gail, for getting those permission slips in order. Thank you for all the food that was brought. Thank you for all the time. The kids learned from this movie, and they are super smart. They answered those questions like nobody's business. They told us that what they learned from the movie was to be brave, right? To be strong and to have faith in God no matter what trial and tribulation you might be going through. All the kids are gone, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said earlier, Ariana said the prayer. She was so awesome. You know she already has a little personality. She is super nice and adorable. In the back, we were speaking, and we were talking about the movie night, about prayer. And she told, Brother Rick was there, and she said to Brother Rick, he said, God, Jesus loves you, and I'm praying for you. Rick, is that what you said?
Yes.
And she said, well, I'm praying for Max. And I said, Max? Rick said, who's Max? What's wrong with Max? And she said, he's in the stones. And we said, in the stones? She said, yeah, in the box. He said, in the box? She said, I'm praying for Max to go to heaven. And that's Miss Annette's dog that just passed. Aww. So she is already filled with God and Jesus in her heart. And I am so blessed by that and blessed by the kids having movie night last night. Thank you guys, everybody who participated.
We can pray over the offering. Father, we just thank you and praise you for the opportunity to give to you, Father. We pray that this will go to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. We just give God glory. A couple of things I want to say real quick. Next weekend, are the women leaving?
Yes.
Why are y'all cheering that y'all leaving your husband? Huh? That ain't nothing to cheer about. What's wrong with y'all? Yeah, woo! Well, I got a woo too, you know. But you know, praise God, and fellas, we will be praying for you guys. That you know, everybody need that. You know, you go that way, I go this way. You know, get refreshed, renewed, get rejuvenated, come back, and bam, explosion. You know, so you know, I'm excited that the women are going and everything. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, as you guys have seen, that there is a bake sale going on. And make sure you get something from the table, you know. I'm not a real big sweet eater, but I eat a little something here and there. I'm a steak man, you know.
Huh?
Pink lemonade. Oh, there you go. There you go. Okay, Gloria. She wanted to say a word real quick.
Just really quick. I just have, it's in my heart, for the young ladies, and even for the young men, the young ladies that are in high school and the ones that are in college, God just put this on my heart to say, and I don't want to leave without saying. First, I was just going to grab a couple of them, but the Spirit said, no, a lot of people need to hear this, not only just them. And so I just want to let you guys know that a couple of weeks ago, I was in a restaurant with Catherine, and she was treating me to dinner, and a young lady was waiting on us. And usually at the end of the person, almost end of our meal, I asked the waiter, is there anything that I can pray for you about? And she said, yeah, you can pray for me. She said, I just want to She said, I am a Christian. And she said, and I'm just worried about, you know, having my mate, you know, so I would like you to pray for that. And I told her, and Catherine was sitting there, and I told her, I said, you know, pray for her. But I said, this is what God wants you to know, is that he's going to reveal you at the right time. The Bible says a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and has favor with the Lord, not for a woman to find a husband. The Bible says a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and has favor with the Lord. I always tell my husband that, you'd be nice to me, you got favor because of me. But I just wanted you guys to know that. And I know sometimes you feel lonely, you know. And I used to tell Catherine, even before she got to high school, girl, the boys cannot handle what you have to give them. They're not prepared for that at that time. So don't be looking for no boyfriends in high school, because they're not there. They're not prepared. And you're not prepared to offer to give them what you have to give them. You're not prepared for that as well, you know. And then I told them, I said, one thing you need to realize is that when you feel lonely, go and seek God. Go have that one-on-one with God, and that lonely feeling will cease. It will cease. And God wants you for this time. He wants you for himself. And I think that's awesome that the creator of the universe want you for himself for right now. And at the right opportunity, God will unveil you to your husband. So just trust God in that. Stay in your word. You know, go to school. Just focus on your school. Focus on let God molding you and making you for your husband at the right time. And another thing I told Catherine, too, we were at a funeral. DJ's friend passed away. The guy that was in Fontana, I don't know if you guys heard that on the news a couple of weeks ago. It was a little boy, Andrew, that DJ grew up with. And he passed away. We went to the funeral, and Catherine came with us because she grew up with him. And there was no music in the background. I said, Catherine, you can find the piano and go and play soft music. No, Mom. So after the service, I told her, I said, you didn't say no to me. You said no to God. I said, God gave you that talent, and you tell him no. So every time that you come to church or you don't come to church and you're not using what God gave you, you're not saying no to the church or anybody else. You're saying no to God. So I just want to let you know that. Thank you.
Amen. Good work. Good work. Oh, praise God. You know, there's a lot of things going on with this church. This is great. So, and I want to tell you, you know, everybody here, new people, old people who have been here a while, get in. You know, don't think like, oh, well, we already have greeters. We don't need no greeters. If you want to greet, it's room. If you want to usher, if you want to preach, you got to talk to Pastor Paul. But anything else that you would like to be a part of, no matter if you see somebody doing it, talk to someone. Amen. You know, get in, get involved. It's a lot going. If you want to walk in, you can do that too, you know. Come on, now, it's all good. Get involved in everything. All right, let's get into the word. Father, we just thank you and praise you for this day. We give you all the glory, all the honor, for you are such a great God. Father, speak through me, give understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I get started, I just want to share. Just go back in the Bible in Genesis. With Genesis, with Adam and Eve. When God was speaking to Adam and Eve, remember, he gave them the garden. And remember, he had all these trees, right? And he said, all these trees you can freely eat. Now, the thing about it, when you look at the trees and you think about it, we are talking about, it was so big. Let's just say the city of Tracy is just full of trees. And God is saying, out of all these trees, you can freely eat. But then he said, out of this one tree. Now, if you think about it, all these trees just covered the city of Tracy. But then he said, one. He said, don't eat of that one. You know, now it's all right. You know how it don't say nothing in the Bible about an apple tree. But if you want it to be an apple tree, it's all right. Call it an apple tree. But here go the thing. He said, of this one tree, don't eat. Now, right there, he was showing that he is God and you are man. Everybody understand that? Out of all these trees, because it has to be, you know, obedience there. And that's all he was showing. He is showing that he does not make robots. Nobody in here, he don't force nothing on anybody. He don't tell you you have to do or you must do this or that. It is all a free will. It is all on you. Now, again, we got all these trees. And then he said of this one tree. And now the one tree in the Bible, it is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, really, as we think about it and as we look at it, we'll say the knowledge of good and evil. What's wrong with knowing that? What's the big deal? Lord, why you don't want me? He say all the trees, but of that one tree, the knowledge of good and evil, do not eat. The reason why God did not want them to eat of that one tree and to know the knowledge of good and evil is because all he wanted them to do is know him. Amen. Everybody get one? That's all he wanted them to do is know him. All he wants you to do is know him. Every move you make, every breath you take, everything that you do comes through God. That's the relationship that he wants with them. So what ends up happening, as we all know, he took and he ate. Adam took, Eve took, and ate of the tree. And so once he did that, it was a separation between God and man. It was a separation. So what ended up happening as time went on, when that separation happened, something had to happen to bring us back to God. Amen. We all together in here. Something had to happen to bring us back, because that separation, what ended up happening, because right then, remember, Adam didn't know he was naked until they ate of the tree. Once they ate of the tree, they started knowing. What's this and what's that and this and that? But see, again, God only wanted them to know him. So what ends up happening, God had to do something to bring us back. And what he did, he sent his son, Jesus. See, and then, because at that moment of time, there were sacrifices going on. Because remember, Adam had to go and he had to find something to clothe himself, because he was already clothed with the glory of God. But he had to find something. Hey, we got to cover ourselves so people won't see, you know, and this and that. So, and then they had to make sacrifices for their sins. So now when God sent his son, Jesus, and see, and what kills me and what gets me is Jesus, the name of Jesus is becoming inappropriate. You know, people are trying to find ways not to use the name of Jesus. But that is the name that is above all names. That is the name. I mean, it is, you know, as I'm going to speak on just a little bit today, that is the reason, because of Jesus is why we're able to do what we have to do. Because of Jesus is why we're here. Amen. So as we continue on with our life, I want to say to you, you do not allow material items to define you. Do not allow your job to define you. Oh, I work here, so I'm this. You know, oh, I got this house, so I'm that. Oh, I drive this car, so, oh, I dress like this. So, I mean, all that, ain't nothing wrong with that, but that's not who you are. Amen. And see, in this kind of talking, you know, as a, you know, I listen to other people speak and other people, you know, other ministers and everything. It seems like we're getting away from the key thing in life, which is Jesus. Jesus. I don't, you know, Christmas is beginning to become something else. They're calling it something else, but it is because of Jesus. Everything that we do is because of Jesus. I don't care what is going on in your life, whatever you, I was saying this, whatever you're going through, because of Jesus, you can get through it. And so when God sent his son Jesus to the earth, he walked on the earth to show people, this is how you live. This is how you have a relationship with God. I have told people, if Jesus was walking on the earth right now, he would be on Facebook. You, everybody understand? Now, I'm a person that don't do Facebook, but Jesus would be on Facebook showing you how to be on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Facebook is a good thing, but it can be turned to a bad thing. But my point in this is Jesus is the reason for everything. And now as we read in John chapter 19, verse 28. Now, this is right after Jesus went, he's on the cross. And then he says, after this, Jesus knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now, he knows that all things is accomplished. What happened? Right before he went to the cross, he said a prayer to God, and he said, everybody that you gave me, everything that you gave me to say, to do, I did. Now, I want to say to you, because of Jesus, you have something to do. You know, I'm not the type of person that's going to go outside and I go up to a stranger and go, hey, do you know Jesus? I don't do that. But there are people in here who does that, which is a great thing. I know y'all looking like, you're a pastor. You don't ask people if they know Jesus. No, what I'm saying is some people have that type of personality. Amen. Y'all all right with me? Yeah, some people have that type. But I'm just saying, what you have to do, you live Jesus out. You live him out. You know, you have conversations as if Jesus would have conversations. Now, don't forget, now we're quick to say that, oh, God is everywhere. But we minimize that, because what you want to say is right here, right now, God is right here on the inside of you. Yes. Amen. Yes. So, I mean, you have conversations, you talk to people. How you carry yourself represents Jesus at all times. Now, this is something that, like I say, we look at and we, you know, it's kind of pushed to the side. But this is the bottom line to Christianity. Jesus. Everything Jesus. Now, again, back to, it says, he says, I thirst. Now, a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled the sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. The main thing he was talking about, if you study this out, the relationship between God and man is put back together. Amen. Amen. The relationship is put back together. It is because of Jesus. Right now, whatever is going on in our life, we can call it off. We can say, that's not of God. Because of Jesus. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, it says, we cannot do anything without Jesus. John 15:5. We cannot do anything without Jesus. Everybody think about that. You know, you cannot do anything. Oh, before I say it, let me read it. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Jesus is a part of every single thing you do. And the first, you know, my wife said, why are you always talking about marriage? I like talking about marriage. You know, I'm going to give y'all a little, you know, you guys said, oh, we know, but let's talk about this real quick. In marriage, here goes something very important. When a husband tries to satisfy his wife, I'm going to do this and she going to like this. What a husband is doing, or if a wife, she tries to satisfy his husband, she said, oh, I'm going to do this and he going to like this. When a husband or wife try to satisfy each other, just between each other, what we're doing is setting ourselves up for disappointment. And what I mean by that is you have to do things for your husband or for your wife through Jesus. Because when you do it through Jesus, it becomes unconditional. You know, when you do something, I mean, now this here is a life changer. Because my main point is you have to have Jesus in your house. He has to cover every corner of your house. And what ends up happening as y'all going through life and you doing stuff and you putting Jesus at the top, and you doing everything through Jesus, you will see how everything will just flow smooth. Now, I didn't say you were not going to have problems. You weren't going to have, but because of Jesus, you got an answer. You know what I'm saying? When you know, you say, hey, I'm going to do this for my wife. And what ends up happening, you say, Jesus, help me do this for my wife. See, because when you're doing stuff, you know, now the Bible said, for we wrestle not with flesh and blood. Yeah. You know, it's not between you and me. You know, because, well, it, like I said, you set yourself up for disappointment because you want a certain reaction from your husband or from your wife. And when you don't get that reaction that you're looking for, well, is you're upset. Why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do that? It becomes, but then when you do it through Jesus, there is no condition put on it. Amen. There is no, it is because of Jesus why things work out. Jesus is the reason for everything. You know, when you raise your child in Jesus, amen. I remember when I was a kid and I was asleep, and my mom, you know, she thinking I was asleep. She used to be over my bed and she would pray, just waving her hand over me while I was asleep. And you know, I'm laying there like, what in the world is this woman doing? But she used to be praying, you know, just Lord, here he is. You know, she just waving her hand and just speaking in tongues and just praying. And then as I got older, and she's still doing it. She's still praying. But I'm laying there. I get comfortable now. I'm like, yeah, keep on doing it, girl. Keep, you know, that's the thing. And I'm telling you, do that over your children. Pray. Oh, when you send your child out, I mean, hey, we know how public schools are today. Well, schools, period. When you send your child out and you sending them with Jesus, you know, because remember, his name is above every name. He is the reason for everything. When you send your child out and you got Jesus covering him or covering her, as they go to school, things will have to cease because of your one child. Amen. That is how powerful, you know, God, he says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Whatever you're going through in your life, because of Jesus, all we needed was when God sent Jesus to the earth, he walked across, he died on the cross, all we needed him to do was raise up. Once he raised up, we can make it through anything because it says in the Bible, we was raised with him. Now, always keep that in mind as you're going. I cannot do anything without Jesus. You know, certain things comes up, certain things are popping up in your life. Jesus. Everybody just say, Jesus. Jesus. Just say it one more time. Jesus. See, that's how powerful it is. That's all you have to do. You know, Jesus. You may not, you know, I was driving home and I saw some road rage. It was funny as I don't know what. You know, we was going and you can tell that they was arguing. I don't know what happened. They was arguing and everything, and we right, you know, the traffic is going a little slow. The guy stopped right in the middle and hopped out. I was like, oh, Lord. Oh, I didn't know he was about to start shooting. I didn't know. But my first thing was, Jesus. You know, I said, oh, gee. He jumped out of the car, and the other car, I think he got scared, too. He took off, you know. I was like, that's a smart man. But the thing is, he jumped out. Oh, the car right there in the middle. You know? I mean, wow. That's what I was sitting up there saying. But see, my thing is, this is what I want you to get. I'm not saying you can't get upset. You know, you're not going to do everything all perfect and right. And it's all right. Jesus died on the cross for you, for your sin. God placed all your sin, all diseases, everything. You remember when he died on the cross, God had to turn his head. That's how much he took upon just for us. Amen. This is something that we have to, this is the bottom line of having a relationship with God. This is the bottom line. Now, the next thing we're going to talk about is no one but Jesus. Real quick, let's read through this. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1-8. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. Right there, real quick. God wants to show you things that's just between you and him. Right here, as you see, Jesus didn't take all the disciples. He just took a couple of them, and it was a race. He wanted to show them things. God wants to show you some things. That's just between you and him. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be, you know, big man in the church, big woman in the church. All you have to do is have a relationship. He wants to show you things that's just between you and him. Now, okay, here we go. His face, you know, he transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said, Jesus said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Check this out. Let's break this down. Jesus goes up, and he takes Peter and a couple of them with him up there. And right there, God shows him something. He shows Moses, Elijah, and Jesus standing there talking. Now, like I said, God wants to show you something that is pertaining to your life. He wants to show you some stuff that would just blow your mind, that is beyond our thinking pattern. That, like I said, that's between you and him. And this is such a blessing, like Peter said, it is good for us to see this. But what they did was they took it and they put Moses and Elijah on the same playing field as Jesus. Everybody see that? They took and they said, let us make three. And right there, God's like, whoa. And this is what he wants to say to you. It's when in your life, there is no one like Jesus. Don't sit up there and you know, you, first let me say this. Don't do things and put Jesus' name on it. Everybody with me? Don't just, you know, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to do this without praying, without seeking God and everything. You know, a lot of times people say, well, let me see God. You know, somebody asks you a question, you can just right there on that spot, Jesus, help me. Right there. And right there, he'll give you the words to speak. You know what I'm saying? Right there. I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with getting on your knees, having your quiet time, just you and God, you know, boom, boom, boom. That's all good. But at the same time, right there, you can get on your, right there, you can just say, Jesus, help me. And right there, he will come and he will be there. And what God is showing right here, he is showing, don't put nobody with Jesus. I want you, this is just between you and Jesus. Don't be putting Moses and Elijah. Don't be putting your mama, your daddy, your cousin, your family member, church members, your pastor. Don't be putting all that. It's only about Jesus. It is because of Jesus is what gives us the opportunity to have a great life. He said, I came so that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, Your thing is that you want to do is not have, you know, we always have a prayer life. Yes, have a prayer life that is ongoing. Like I said, not just about you getting on your knees. You know, it's even as you're driving. You know, I'm finna tell you, I get mad too. I drive trucks and stuff, and I see all kinds of people cutting me off and all that. Jesus, I need you. I'm about to get out. No, I never went that far. I wanted to. No, but I'm serious. You know, because it's like it becomes a disrespectful thing. And it's like, you know, I like when Gloria said, you're not saying no to me. You're saying no to God. And right there, when you're doing things and you're doing it representing Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can go to a place and within yourself, I'm here in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? The power that you have, because you have accepted Jesus, he is on the inside of your life. The power that you have, there is an unconditional love that Jesus has for you. Everybody all right? Because of Jesus. You know, it is why, like, Victory Christian Church is able to do the things that they do. Because of Jesus, it's why your family, amen, is able to do what they do. I don't care if you make $1 million a year, put 10% in the offering, but I don't care if you make $1 million a year, It is because of Jesus. Everything that you do is because of Jesus. You can't get away from it. I don't care how much you try. It is because of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We all right. Oh, I appreciate you guys. You know, and right here, right now, I just want to pray. Father, we just thank you and we just praise you for this time, Lord. And Father, we just love you and we thank you above everything else for your son, Jesus, who you sent to the earth and you sent to the cross. And we just say, hallelujah. Thank you for your son, Jesus. I want to say, if there's anybody here who either wants to give their lives to the Lord today, or if you would just like to rededicate yourself to the Lord right here today. If there's anybody here that's like that, if you would just put your hand in the air. Amen.